Chapter 2. Who is Allah? Allah is simply the Arabic word for God. It is a name by which Muslims and even Arab Christians call him. Allah is one of the names that God has mentioned for himself throughout his revelation. These names are descriptive definitions of his divine essence and holy attributes. For example, the most gracious, Ar-Rahman, and the most merciful, Ar-Rahim, refer to his infinite kindness and mercy. Allah said in his book,
هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ
He is Allah, besides whom none has the right to be worshipped but He. He is the King, the Holy, the One free from all defects, the Giver of security, the Watcher over His creatures, the Almighty, the Compeller, the Supreme. Glory be to Allah, high is He, above all they associate with Him. He is Allah the Creator, the Inventor of all things, the Bestower of forms. To Him belong the best names. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorify Him. And He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. The Quran, chapter 59, verses 23 and 24. Is there a God? Throughout history, man has searched for someone or something with mystical and superior power to follow, resort to, and worship. Men have worshipped planets, human beings, objects, and animals. But with the guidance of God and rational thought, many have reached the conclusion of the existence of a creator, a God. The story of Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, finding God is a perfect example of such a journey of discovery. Abraham, peace be upon him, contemplated the possibility of a creator and requested guidance from him.
وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَآ كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَئِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ فلما رأى الشمس بازغة قال هذا ربي هذا أكبر فلما أفلت قال يا قوم إني بريء مما تشركون إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين
Thus we did show Abraham the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, that he be one of those who have faith with certainty. When the night covered him over with darkness, he saw a star. He said, This is my Lord. But when it set, he said, I like not those that set. When he saw the moon rising up, he said, This is my Lord. But when it sat, he said, Unless my Lord guides me, I shall surely be among the people who went astray. When he saw the sun rising up, he said, This is my Lord, this is greater. But when it set, he said, O my people, I am indeed free from all that you join as partners in worship with Allah. Verily, I have turned my face towards him who has created the heavens and the earth in pure monotheism, and I am not of the polytheists. The Quran, chapter 6, verses 75-79. Like Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, we too need to start looking at and reflecting upon the creation around us in order that we too may affirm in our hearts a belief in God. We may start by looking at ourselves and observe the delicate and precise mechanism of our own bodily creation, from the day we are born to the day we die. We should think about the intricate functions of the body, which to date we are still unable to completely replicate. The human body is itself a miracle which functions on its own in perfect synchronicity. It is a factory, running and working solely to sustain life, which God alone controls. Take the heart, for example. It can beat for up to 100 years or more without taking a break, in which a man-made pump is unable to replicate till date. What about the kidney, a small, delicate organ which purifies and filters the blood on a continuous basis? When it fails, a kidney dialysis unit, which is the size of a small cabinet, is needed to temporarily replace the function of the kidney. One cannot help but be amazed of the intricacy of our creation. These few examples of our body's creation inevitably lead us to acknowledge the existence of a great Creator.
أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ
Do they not think deeply about themselves, how Allah created them from nothing, and similarly, He will resurrect them? Allah has created not the heavens and the earth and all that is between them, except with truth and for an appointed term. And indeed, many of mankind deny the meeting with their Lord on the day of resurrection. The Quran, chapter 30, verse 8. There are many more examples we can use to further ponder on the creation of Allah. The universe, for example, with its size and its perfect alignments of the planets, builds strong, credible evidence towards the existence of a divine creator. How can we not help but contemplate how the planets revolve around the stars with calculated movements that will never allow them to fall or collide with one another? The sun, on the other hand, is an extraordinary creation essential for life on Earth many millions of miles away. Without its steady temperature and precise distance from Earth, we could not exist.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاؤُكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَيُحْيِي بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ وَلَهُ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلٌّ لَّهُ قَانِتُونَ.
And among his signs is this, that he created you from dust, and then behold, you are human beings, scattered across the earth. And among his signs is this, that he created for you wives from among yourselves, that you may find repose in them, and he has put between you affection and mercy. Verily, in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect. And among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the difference of your languages and colours. Verily, in that are indeed signs for men of sound knowledge. And among his signs is your sleep by night and by day, and your seeking of his bounty. Verily, in that are indeed signs for a people who listen. And among his signs is that he shows you the lightning for fear and for hope, and he sends down water, rain from the sky, and therewith revives the earth after its death. Verily, in that are indeed signs for a people who understand. And among his signs is that the heaven and the earth stand by his command. Then, afterwards, when he will call you by a single call, behold, you will come out from the earth, from your graves for reckoning and recompense. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. All are obedient to him. The Quran, chapter 30, verses 20 to 26. And Allah also revealed about himself,
خلق السماوات بغير عمد ترونها وألقى في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وبث فيها من كل دابة وأنزلنا من السماء ماء فأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج كريم خلق الله فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه بل الظالمون في ضلال مبين.
He has created the heavens without any pillars that you see, and has set on the earth firm mountains, lest it should shake with you. And he has scattered therein moving, living creatures of all kinds. And we send down water, rain, from the sky, and we cause plants of every goodly kind to grow therein. This is the creation of Allah. So show me that which those whom you worship besides him have created. Nay, the wrongdoers are in plain error. The Quran, chapter 31, verses 10 and 11. And he, the Most High, also said,
إن الله فالق الحب والنوى يخرج الحي من الميت ومخرج الميت من الحي ذلكم الله فأنى تؤفكون فالق الإصباح وجعل الليل سكنا والشمس والقمر حسبانا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم وهو الذي جعل لكم النجوم لتهتدوا بها في ظلمات البر والبحر قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يعلمون وهو الذي أنشأكم من نفس واحدة فمستقر ومستودع قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يفقهون وهو الذي أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به نبات كل شيء فأخرجنا منه خضرا نخرج منه حبا متراكبا ومن النخل من طلعها قنوان دانية وجنات من أعناب والزيتون والرمان مشتبها وغير متشابه انظروا إلى ثمره إذا أثمر وينعه إن في ذلكم لآيات لقوم يؤمنون
Verily, it is Allah who causes the seed grain and the fruit stone, like date stone, to split and sprout. He brings forth the living from the dead, and it is He who brings forth the dead from the living. Such is Allah. Then how are you deluded away from the truth? He is the cleaver of the daybreak. He has appointed the night for resting, and the sun and the moon for reckoning. Such is the measuring of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. It is He who has set the stars for you, so that you may guide your course, with their help, through the darkness of the land and the sea. We have indeed explained in detail our signs for people who know. It is He who created you from a single person, Adam, and has given you a place of residing on the earth or in your mother's wombs, and a place of storage in the earth. Indeed, we have explained in detail our revelations, this Quran, for people who understand. It is He who sends down water, rain from the sky, and with it we bring forth vegetation of all kinds, and out of it we bring forth green stalks, from which we bring forth thick clustered grain. And out of the date palm and its spate come forth clusters of dates hanging low and near, and gardens of grapes, olives, and pomegranates, each similar in kind, yet different in variety and taste. Look at their fruits when they begin to bear, and the ripeness thereof. Verily, in these things there are signs for people who believe. The Quran, chapter 6, verses 95 to 99. In conclusion, since we know that none of the numerous things in our life were created without a creator, or made without a maker, or engineered without an engineer, such as the physical objects around us, cars, tables, microwaves, etc. Thus, naturally, we would assume that only someone or something with great knowledge and power could be responsible for the universe's creation. The oneness of God. Does He need partners? Throughout history, as people came to believe in God's existence, they wondered how to reach out to Him and how to worship Him. Some worshipped Him directly, and some used a mediator, while others combined partners with Him. They were lost and needed guidance. Almighty God provided guidance for worshipping Him alone by sending His prophets with revealed scriptures. It is up to the human race to follow the right path and reach the conclusion of the existence of the one and only God.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, all the praises and thanks are to Allah, the Lord of the Worlds, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, the only owner of the Day of Recompense. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help for each and every thing. Guide us to the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, not the way of those who earned your anger, nor of those who went astray. The Quran, chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. If we look at our day-to-day activities, we will find that, in order to run any entity successfully, such as a country, institute, or company, one leader is needed. How is it that we can reach this conclusion in our earthly life, but fail to reach it in our spiritual belief? It would be impossible to run a country or a company with two presidents or two kings. Nothing would get accomplished. One person needs to take a stand and make final decisions in order to avoid chaos. Otherwise, decisions would always be challenged by the other, causing a split in management and authority. A famous saying, "Too many cooks spoil the broth." With this being the general rule, then how could it be assumed that the omnipotent and almighty God would take partners in the running of the universe?
ما اتخذ الله من ولد وما كان معه من إله إذا لذهب كل إله بما خلق ولعلى بعضهم على بعض سبحان الله عما يصفون عالم الغيب والشهادة فتعالى عما يشركون.
No son or offspring did Allah beget, nor is there any deity besides him. If there had been many gods, then each god would have taken away that he had created, and some would have tried to overcome others. Glorified is Allah above all that they attribute to him. All-knower of the unseen and the seen, exalted is he over all that they associate as partners to him. The Quran, chapter 23, verses 91 and 92.
بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ.
The originator of the heavens and the earth, when he decrees a matter, he only says to it, "Be," and it is. The Quran, chapter 2, verse 117. Suppose one does believe that God has taken another deity alongside himself. Would not the universe as we know it be chaotic and devoid of precision and perfection of human life that we are privileged to enjoy every day?
Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He. He is the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Him. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is it that can intercede with Him except with His permission? He knows what happens to them, His creatures, in this world, and what will happen to them in the hereafter. And they will never encompass anything of His knowledge except that which He wills. His throne extends over the heavens and the earth, and He feels no fatigue in guarding and preserving them. And He is the Most High, the Most Great. The Quran, chapter 2, verse 255. Allah is the Lord, the Creator, the Sovereign, and the Manager of all affairs. He has no limits. He is the true God. He is one and unique. He has no associates in His divinity.
قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الله خير أما يشركون أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ
Say, O Muhammad, praise and thanks are to Allah, and peace be on His slaves, whom He has chosen for His message. Is Allah better or all that you ascribe as partners to Him? Of course, Allah is better. Is not He better than your gods, who created the heavens and the earth, and sends down for you water, rain from the sky, whereby we cause to grow wonderful gardens full of beauty and delight? It is not in your ability to cause the growth of their trees. Is there any deity besides Allah? Nay, but they are a people who ascribe equals to him. Is not he better than your gods, who has made the earth as a fixed abode, and has placed rivers in its midst, and has placed firm mountains therein, and has set a barrier between the two seas of salt and sweet water? Is there any deity besides Allah? Nay, but most of them know not. Is not he better than your gods, who responds to the distressed one when he calls on him, and who removes the evil and makes you inheritors of the earth, generations after generations? Is there any deity besides Allah? Little is that you remember. Is not he better than your gods, who guides you in the darkness of the land and the sea, and who sends the winds as heralds of glad tidings, going before his mercy, rain? Is there any deity besides Allah? High exalted is Allah above all that they associate as partners to him. Is not he better than your gods, who originates creation and shall thereafter repeat it, and who provides for you from heaven and earth? Is there any deity besides Allah? Say, bring forth your proofs if you are truthful. Say, none in the heavens and the earth knows the unseen except Allah, nor can they perceive when they shall be resurrected. The Quran, chapter 27, verses 59 to 65.
رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَاعْبُدْهُ وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا.
Lord of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them, so worship him alone, and be constant and patient in his worship. Do you know any who is similar to him? By no means. The Quran, chapter 19, verse 65.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ.
Verily Allah, with him alone, is the knowledge of the hour. He sends down the rain and knows that which is in the wombs. No person knows what he will earn tomorrow, and no person knows in what land he will die. Verily Allah is all-knower, all-aware of things. The Quran, chapter 31, verse 34. Does God need a wife or a son? It was previously explained that God Almighty is one and unique. He has no associate in his divinity. He does not need to sleep, breathe, or eat like the rest of us, and does not need anyone or anything to share or rule his kingdom alongside him. He has created everything. In short, God is perfect. Therefore, why would he need a spouse or a son? Having a spouse or son is an earthly need intended by God for humans because of our basic composition. We need a spouse or a son in order to have a family and to live with whom we love, and to help, support, and protect one another. As a general rule, human need equals weakness. Therefore, the greater the need, the bigger the weakness. For example, we need to eat, breathe, and sleep, or we will die. It is not plausible to apply such characteristics to God. He is the one who created all these needs, so why would he need them? Even if we assume that God would have a wife or a son, then we have to take everything that comes with this thinking or belief. Not only love, but also the possibility of sadness, depression, hatred, divorce, and even a revolt against his kingdom from his wife or son. Such influence would only reinforce the idea that chaos would occur when running the universe. Allah is the One, the sole provider, the creator and the sustainer of the universe. His essence does not resemble any other known or unknown essence. He is not contained in his creations, nor his creations are contained in him.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ
Say, He is Allah, the One, the self-sufficient Master, whom all creatures need. He neither eats nor drinks, he begets not, nor was he begotten. And there is none co-equal or comparable unto him. The Quran, chapter 112, verses 1-4.
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم
He is Allah, beside whom none has the right to be worshipped but He. He is the King, the Holy, the one free from all defects, the giver of security, the watcher over his creatures, the Almighty, the Compeller, the Supreme. Glory is to Allah. High is He above all that they associate as partners with Him. He is Allah, the Creator, the Inventor of all things, the Bestower of forms. To Him belong the best names. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorify Him, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. The Quran, chapter 59, verses 23 and 24.